Chapter 11. A Farm is Inspected. For a moment, Bailey went cold. The positronic robot was the symbol of Spacer's superiority over Earthmen. That was weapon enough. He kept his voice steady.
It's an economic weapon. Solaria is important to the other outer worlds as a source of advanced models, and so it will not be harmed by them.
That's an obvious point, said Quemot indifferently. That helped us establish our independence. What I have in mind is something else, something more subtle and more cosmic.
Quemot's eyes were fixed on his fingers' ends, and his mind was obviously fixed on abstractions.
Bailey said, Is this another of your sociological theories?
Quemot's poorly suppressed look of pride all but forced a short smile out of the Earthman.
The sociologist said, It is indeed mine. Original, as far as I know, and yet obvious if population data on the outer worlds is carefully studied. To begin with, ever since the positronic robot was invented, it has been used more and more intensively everywhere.
Not on Earth, said Bailey.
Now, plainclothesman, I don't know much of your Earth, but I know enough to know that robots are entering your economy. You people live in large cities and leave most of your planetary surface unoccupied. Who runs your farms and mines, then?
Robots, admitted Bailey. But if it comes to that, Dr. Earthman invented the positronic robot in the first place.
They did? Are you sure?
You can check, it's true.
Interesting. Yet robots made the least headway there.
The sociologist said thoughtfully,
Perhaps that is because of Earth's large population. It would take that much longer, yes. Still, you have robots even in your cities.
Yes, said Bailey.
More now than, say, 50 years ago.
Bailey nodded impatiently.
Yes.
Then it fits. The difference is only one of time. Robots tend to displace human labor. The robot economy moves in only one direction. More robots and fewer humans. I've studied population data very carefully, and I've plotted it and made a few extrapolations.
He paused in sudden surprise.
Why, that's rather an application of mathematics to sociology, isn't it?
It is, said Bailey.
There may be something to it at that. I will have to give the matter thought. In any case, these are the conclusions I have come to, and I am convinced there is no doubt as to their correctness. The robot-human ratio in any economy that has accepted robot labor tends continuously to increase, despite any laws that are passed to prevent it. The increase is slowed, but never stopped. At first, the human population increases, but the robot population increases much more quickly. Then, after a certain critical point is reached,
Quemot stopped again, then said,
Now let's see. I wonder if the critical point could be determined exactly, if you could really put a figure to it.